Yo, what's up, boys? Welcome to Steak and Eggs, episode 75.
Five left.
Ooh, man.
Five more episodes till the end of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, 20,000 likes on this video.
You're really going to start it off.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
20,000 likes on this video, and we do a gym special where Asmin, Emmy, and myself go to the gym with our special guest, Knut, and our special guest, Aram. If you're still here.
Yeah, I think it should be able to be, yeah.
Well, with the $50,000 that you won, beating every other, what was it, 998 other streamers,
damn,
to win OTK's top streamer, which is crazy because you were eliminated in the first episode and then one of the judges golden buzzed you back in. Who was that?
Actually, the guy that golden buzzed me back is was actually Tekno.
Yeah.
Wow, what a good guy.
Oh, my
what
Lord.
A good guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a God-given talent. But anyways, yo, Arav, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yay.
Yep, nice welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you so much.
Man, I remember when I saw you, that you were the one that did, like, you were in Norway still, and you were looking in the garbage cans, right?
Oh, no, I was doing some garbage stuff on fire making.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about this guy. Like, what's this guy going to do? But I remember thinking, I was like, he's got to have some balls to do that. Just, like, randomly fucking go around other people's garbage. I was impressed.
Was that real or was that fake?
I think the garbage thing was, I think Vanguard did some garbage stuff with the spaghetti and stuff, but that was real.
That was real.
They ate real spaghetti from the garbage.
But
in defense,
that
was recently thrown out.
Uh-huh.
Like the guys that worked there had recently thrown food in the garbage.
Nah, it's not going to be.
So it wasn't
be
that
fine.
Dirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
In case you guys don't know who Knut and Arav are, they're two klats, which means gentle, dumb giants from Norway.
Where does the word klat come from?
Yeah.
What does that
I was
mean?
Just curious.
I can tell you that.
Okay.
That is from my community.
Right.
There was just like there's some of those that has been in the community for a while. They like to make the dumb emotes.
Uh-huh.
It's just a picture of my face like stretched out and look, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And he made this emote years ago.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly this year, someone added it. I think it was to Miskif's channel when I was with him when we made the gym.
Yeah.
And people just started using it. And it was just Klatt.
The Klatt?
It was just like a dumb twist on the name Klatt. Knut.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because like I saw the name and I'm like, what the?
Yeah, I didn't know if that meant something.
No, it doesn't mean anything more
just
than.
Just an emote.
Honestly, this is going to sound stupid. I thought Klatts were like all of the other guys from Norway besides you. Like Arav and like your other friend. Yeah, I was like, maybe it's them. Like, I don't know.
But it has just evolved into becoming like a emote that is being used every time we're on the stream.
Well, I think it would be pretty good to talk about this. Just to get the elephant out of the room out of the way. Probably there everybody watching this podcast right now is wondering why y'all two are just enormous God amongst men.
Uh-huh.
So what originally got you into like fitness? What originally got you to want to be like this massive genetic freak?
So my family, like my dad, my grandfather has all been competing in sports. So my dad, he was doing short put, discus.
Uh-huh. I don't know what short put is. Is that golf?
Like shot put. Like where you put
shot put. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have one hand metal ball.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I did some others as well, but that was like his main event. So he had a bench press.
Yeah.
So you can make it into a squat rack.
That's like
in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were 13, like, you know, the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no focus on, oh, you have to look this or that or anything. It was just, let's see who's the strongest kid. And we started lifting everything. We did bench press all the time. Yeah. Some of my friends had a bench press and we just did that. And it's just evolved into doing bodybuilding.
Now it is what it is.
Now it is what it is.
Yeah.
Thing is, Knut is trying to like humble himself there greatly. But the reality is that me, Knut, Vanguard and stuff, we're the weakest Norwegians. It's just pure genetics.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Is it actually like that? Because every Norwegian I've ever seen is just really jacked and really angry, even the females.
We fled to Texas to feel big.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. How's it feel?
It's like an ego boost.
Yeah. Yeah. Because in Norway, it's just, we're just weak.
Texas people are so small.
How did you get into fitness?
Yeah. I think just watching, I don't know, I always wanted to do it. I was always like, there's this movie with, I don't remember. It's like a Mexican wrestling movie.
Nacho Libre.
Yes.
Is it actually?
That got me into doing push-ups.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
It sounds very weird, but that got me into doing push-ups because I thought his story was very cool.
Yeah.
That's actually so weird. I was a little kid then.
Yeah.
And then it just started, I got interested in kind of strongman stuff and everything. Yeah. But it started there, actually.
Man. So how do you like Austin? Like is this your first time when you came in for Top Streamer? Was it your first time coming into the United States?
It was actually my second because first time I visited Knut in March or something this year for 2 weeks.
Oh shit, okay. Well, how do you like it compared to Norway?
I'm a bit like Knut. I think I really like the warmth and like sun and stuff. So I think that is just nice to flee from, like during parts of Norway, the year is like only slush. It's like this tall slush mixed with mud.
How many hours a day is the sun out in Norway today?
I'm not sure exactly today, but it starts like from the midsummer when it's like the longest days where you have like, where it never gets like completely dark, but you don't have sun where we're from.
Right.
You don't have sun 24 hours,
but
you have like a few hours in the middle of the night where it's like a little bit dark.
Yeah.
And it gets darker and darker and darker out through.
Yeah.
I can't remember the date, but it's like in January sometime, I think, when it's
like the rotation of the earth.
So the days are at its shortest. And then it's like, if you have a normal job where you work like 8 to 4, it's dark when you go to work and it's dark when
you're
finished.
So you never see the sun.
Mm. And maybe from your window at your workplace.
That's so sad.
That's like me.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And I think that is the worst part about living that far north. For me personally, I've lived in that for 38 years and I'm so sick of the winters. That is like the worst.
You only need to travel with car a couple hours north to actually not see the sun parts of the year. It will be no sun for some months.
That's nuts.
Maybe not months, but some weeks.
Yeah.
What's the dumbest shit about America?
Ooh.
Oh, that I've seen till now, two things.
Yeah.
Besides the people.
Healthcare and school system.
That's just about right.
Yeah.
No, how about that?
Because let's take the healthcare system. It's, after what I've seen, it seems like such a scam. Like they're cranking the prices to an insane amount.
The more you see it, the more of a scam it'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse.
You know what's crazy? I spend $480 a month on healthcare. And then I took an ambulance about 2 months ago and they charged me $1,600. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, that costs a whole lot. But then I realize I've had this healthcare for 2 years and that's probably what? $16,000 worth of, $16,000 worth of healthcare I've already paid that I haven't used.
Yeah.
I hate it. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, imagine if you didn't have the insurance then.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That shit makes no sense.
I've seen videos of people like breaking their leg or something and then the ambulance comes get them and they're like kind of fainted.
Yeah.
But when they wake up, they actually jump out of the ambulance because they don't want to pay the bill. Let's say they don't have insurance.
Just Uber. Yeah. Legit, just Uber. It's a mass. I will never be getting an ambulance ever again. Like, it's just a scam.
Man, like I went to urgent care a couple of times. Like there was like something wrong with me. And by something wrong with me, I mean my brain invented that there was something wrong with me. There wasn't actually. And so I go there and like I was dressed like such a fucking bum, they didn't even charge me.
They thought you were just homeless or something.
Yes, they're this crackhead came in earlier and he said he had like something wrong with his leg. No, nothing was wrong. He's just crazy. And like that was it. Yeah, I never had to pay for the whole thing. It's great.
Giga Ted.
Yeah.
No, but and school system, what I think having an educated population brings up the economy on every level.
Because they understand how to do a job.
Yeah, and you can not only that, but what are you competing against? You're competing against other countries all the time. You compete against the open market.
Yeah, yeah.
And more efficiency, more development, like everything will just benefit. Like companies will get richer.
Yeah.
Because they can sell better technology out, that in every level it will be beneficial.
What's crazy is that, have you guys ever seen a store that like something is broken or closed and they don't have a way to print something out, so they actually have to write words on a sheet of paper? I have never seen a store that has to write words on a sheet of paper where everything isn't totally fucking misspelled. It's crazy. Like, I'll see, like, yeah, like, it's like store is closed, and closed has like three S's in it. It's like, yeah. Wait, what?
What? Everyone does like this.
Yeah. It's like, there's no spell check on a sheet of paper.
So now that you've won OTK Top Streamer, Rav, and you won $50,000, what are you going to do with it?
I'm probably going to
move to America.
That would be cool.
And would it be cool, or are you going
to
do it?
No, I will at least 100% with the ESTA, like ESTA, be able to be in around these parts in 2025 for 6 months.
What is ESTA?
It's like a tourist visa.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so with my current visa, I can be here 6 months per year. Yeah. Okay. So that is pretty nice as a gamer, I think. Yeah. So I will probably do that in 2025, I think.
Okay.
And I'll probably invest 10K into like live streaming, IRL, backpack stuff.
That's smart.
How's your family feel?
They're super hyped. It's cool. They've been extremely supportive, and they've been like watching me. Like for example, my dad, my little brother sent a video of my dad sleeping in his bed and like falling asleep with his phone laying over here. And he was watching my just sleeping stream.
Yeah.
So he fell asleep in my just sleeping stream. And that was kind of cute. That's so cute.
I love that.
Like father, like son.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I get curious. How long have you been streaming for?
No, I started in February, but my account is like over 10 years old.
Damn.
So I've been like on the Twitch world for a long time, but I've mainly been like a VOD watcher.
Okay. What made you want to take the next step into streaming?
Knut, yeah. Just being around Knut, and suddenly I never really felt like it was natural to start, but just being around Knut has been so, so natural to stream.
Uh-huh. And he was on my stream multiple times at the gym where we were working out all the time.
So you basically started streaming before you even started streaming.
Yeah.
Mm. You were just on camera. Yeah, it was like whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, it was very natural. And Knut is definitely the OG, the one true clap that got me into streaming.
It was so funny when they showed me that they had changed the OTK to one true clap.
Yeah. That was such a nice
one. And that ugly email as a profile picture.
With the big nose.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Clats taking over.
Yeah. We have been memeing about this for a while, that we're going to take over everything, and I'm sending them to do collabs with other and take viewers from different communities. Uh-huh. Now, Austin is soon, they need to find a new community.
Well, that's what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. I didn't think about that.
I will say, you saying that you felt supernatural streaming with Canute. I will say, Canute is my favorite person to stream with, because whenever I stream with you, I don't have this worry that I have with other people, which is, oh God, what if I say something wrong? Because I have a habit of saying horrendous shit nonstop, all the time.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, you can spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from our sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods is basically a one-stop shop for out-of-the-ordinary gifts. They highlight a ton of cool little products made by artists and small businesses, and they make it easy to find something unique for yourself or a loved one. Everything is way more personalized. Plus, with every purchase from Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice, adding to over $3 million that they've already donated so far. Uncommon Goods has all kinds of stuff. You can definitely find a gift for anyone in your life. And for example, I found this neat little insulating sleeve for ice cream. It keeps it cold for way longer, and it protects your hands from getting too cold while holding it.
Can I have some of your ice cream?
No.
Oh.
You don't have to be stressed over the holidays this year. You can make it easy with Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/steak. That's uncommongoods.com/steak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Dude, I will say Twitter is my favorite social media platform right now. If I could make Twitter a full-time job, I would 1,000,000%.
Why? I thought you hated Twitter.
I've changed my mind entirely. I've been having so much fun.
Oh, no.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've been making posts about, like, Mudang has officially endorsed Donald Trump. It's been so much fun.
That should be mentioned there. that the average Norwegian kid does not have Twitter and has never used it almost.
Wow.
So it isn't like a... I created mine when I started streaming, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember, I think I did, or maybe I'd created an account at one point and never used mm-hmm. it. So it isn't normal if you're not in like the gaming, online.
So wait, do you guys have like another social media platform that you use over there, like Facebook or something?
They stopped using that as well. That's only the generation above me. They use it, but Instagram is by far the most popular, and obviously TikTok. Yeah. I think TikTok has surpassed Instagram as well.
I feel like everybody just uses TikTok now. Like it's like a worldwide thing.
By the way, speaking of corn, did y'all see that, what's his name? What's the CEO of Fish, Dan Clancy? You see his browser history was leaked? Did y'all see that?
Was it the browser history or was it they found his account?
Well, they found his account. Apparently he's been cranking it to Mia Malkova. A little bit of lore.
Oh my lord.
Grown man has watched some people on that.
Wow. Let's cancel the guy.
Oh my god.
News.
Yeah. Big deal.
People were furious about that.
I know. They were so
And I'm like, bro, who cares?
Shit. That is the absolute dumbest shit. Grown man watching actors that get paid for doing porn consensually. Like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like I remember. Yeah, I was like, everybody's like, "Well, what do you think about this? Like, should he step down?" I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Press one in the chat if you are not guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stops.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I will say the influx of hot tub streamers not getting banned does make sense. I mean, bros in their chats just gooning every day.
Hey, I mean,
Dan Clancy, a freak.
I think it's fine. You know, they want to be in their own section, in their own place on the website. I don't, like, who cares?
It's I haven't not seen that big one in forever.
Really?
Yeah, I have not been seeing any.
I don't get those streams recommended either.
Yeah, I don't see them anymore at all.
No.
Yeah, because they were doing them for money, and then the money stopped coming in because they demonetized it, so then they stopped doing it. Do you think they really, are they fish? No. They don't want to be in water for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
No, like, let's just be honest.
I will say, I think I saw maybe one in the past week, and it was a twerk countdown.
Oh, God.
And it was just stuck on the 1 second timer. And
not one of those.
I know.
Was that French girl?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Gervaux or something?
Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah. Taylor Gervaux. Yeah. Remember when Amaranth used to do those where she'd be like, guys, I'm taking off my towel in 5 seconds. If you sub, it goes up by a second. I'm like, oh, I hate those fucking streams. I'm glad they're over. Do you guys know about the debuff that Knut told me about?
What is it?
Knut has this thing where he says his Norwegian accent makes him sound really fucking dumb.
Really?
Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah.
And it's crazy because Knut is one of the smartest people that I know. Yeah. But you would not be able to tell because...
Because I sound dumb.
I feel like Norwegian accent is definitely higher tier, like Southern American accent. That's the accent that idiots have. It's like if you want to see like who the dumbass in a story is in a movie, whoever has a Southern accent, that's the dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
Is it based on reality, though?
In a lot of cases, yes.
Yes.
In a lot of cases.
But truthfully, there are people stupid everywhere.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have them overseas mm-hmm. as well.
Do we have hillbillies in Norway as well? Pretty strong cake on.
What does that sound like?
Oh, really?
Like? It's like normal Norwegian. It's like, hi, to Arav.
Yeah.
But like kind of cake Kona is like you had Arabic.
We both actually have dialects in our language that we speak on like it's like the place I come from have one dialect.
Yeah.
But when you move away from the place, everyone talks like in the main dialect or main language. Yeah. So you like stop talking it over time, just on automatic. And I would guess the same is for him.
I think
so do you guys have like rednecks over there in Norway?
Oh yes.
Brilliant, like hardcore.
What do they do? Like what's a Norwegian redneck?
They love American old cars.
Fuck. That's right.
Yeah.
Is that why you got yours?
No, because they like the older.
Not muscle cars.
The old muscle cars.
Yeah, like the 60s and 70s Mustang, Camaro, Challenger, shit like that. Yeah.
That's cool. What they like the best. Mm-hmm.
I think you told me that you learned English by watching Twitch streams, or no?
No.
How'd you learn English?
School.
Oh, actually? Yeah. Oh, damn. What about you?
I was always the best in English at school, and that was purely because of RuneScape.
Yeah, 100%.
How long have you played RuneScape for?
My account was created in 2006.
Nice.
Wow.
I think that was the golden age of RuneScape, and after that, it was just not that good.
Well, that was like, well, do you play OSRS now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, okay. I do. But I never liked Grand Exchange, uh-huh, where you can like trade with other people more easily.
Oh, really?
So, no, because this, I like to play hardcore Iron Man because then I can't trade other players.
Yeah.
It becomes more difficult.
Uh-huh.
Because it's so much like money, people were selling gold and stuff, so I didn't want to compete with
it. It's crazy how many people are cheating in that game. Mm. Like, I saw some video, people are downloading mods and everything to like play the game and like click buttons for you. It's like, what the
fuck? Yeah, I know. And also you can like, people have been buying houses, mm-hmm, and cars and stuff because of like RuneScape gambling.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Pretty wild how much money has been in that console.
Yeah.
I will say, I got hacked on RuneScape several years ago, and then I got my account back. And people were freaking out because this happened on stream, because I got my account back. And when I got my account back, my inventory and like all my bank was filled with sharks. Oh. Is that good or no? Because they were, and I had like maybe like 5,000 gold or something.
Sharks can be worth some money actually if you sell it.
Yeah, is 5,000 gold in RuneScape, is that a lot?
It's like
really
nothing, right?
That
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Really?
But the sharks, I feel like just 5 sharks is worth more than 5K.
Okay, yeah, gold. It's all sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of sharks, maybe I made money.
Mm. Yeah, I watch a lot of RuneScape content. Actually, I love the game personally. There's a lot of good streamers. There's this streamer called SK Uwu who plays RuneScape all the time.
Yeah, I know her.
The best damn streamer on the platform.
Yeah, she's great.
Do you know her?
No.
Oh, do you guys know SK?
No, I've been watching mainly YouTube, but the Twitch is like Bolty and stuff back in the days, but I haven't really watched
like
much.
Like Autoblock and all of them?
Yeah, I haven't watched them in years though, but those are ones I used to watch. Mm-hmm. And certain other.
I hadn't heard about RuneScape before Austin showed it, like in 2018.
With like Austin show?
Yeah. Raj Patel at that time.
Mm. That's right.
Did you can't say that name? That's his dead name. You can't say that name anymore.
Knut wasn't popular when he was young, apparently.
He's forever Raj Patel for me. That's how I got to know
him. I remember you were on every single episode. Yeah. You were there all the time.
Every day?
Yeah. Every single
time. That's how I actually got out on Twitch.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, no, there is no doubt.
Well, there's no shows like that anymore. I feel like there used to be all these shows where it would just be like a Discord chat of like 9 or 12 people just talking over each other.
Yeah.
And like that was like, you remember like Train's podcast and everything on Thursday night?
Yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah, it was Friday for you, I guess. Yeah, Thursday night, every fucking Thursday, we would go on there and do that podcast for like 2 years.
And that started, the first time it did that was after a Raj Patel show.
That's
like
right.
One of them, I think it was after his talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took in like the winner and a few of us others that had been there and some of his friends, and he started the podcast.
Yeah, I still don't know what Raj Patel did. Like, what was it?
It was a lot of different shows. It was, I think the one that got the biggest was the Rush Royale, like the podcast where you got voted off.
Kicked out. Yeah.
Wait, how did that work? Because that sounds awesome. What is that? What is the Rush Royale? They kick out because they don't like you or what?
No, so the audience had to vote.
I'm trying to remember.
I think
it was a long time ago.
I think you voted for your favorites and the bottom two was like,
they get kicked out. Yeah,
one of them were kicked out until there was one person.
That sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it was fun, it was fun in the beginning because it was just a shit show. It was just arguing and people were mad.
They're getting so fucking pissed. Yes. Remember, like Greek would come in and just start screaming at people.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna just steal that idea.
But then it got ruined by politics. It got ruined by politics, that show as well.
Some of the really early lover host ones were so fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
They were so degenerate.
This was even before Amazon bought Twitch the first
yeah.
ones.
So yeah. Was, like the original like Soda Pop and Lover Host. Oh God. Oh boy.
I didn't watch any of those.
Yeah, I feel like I'm missing out on ancient Twitch lore.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, back in the day, this was, there was like a, basically a community of people that just did honestly trashy content.
Yes. Love that.
So trashy content. And like Knut was there, I was there,
yeah.
Train, Austin, who was Raj back then, was there.
He was, let's just say, he had a different profile back then.
He was, yeah, very was. Different profile.
So he was like being like an Indian man, right?
He had an Indian accent.
Would he like and change the color of his skin or no?
No, because no, he
didn't
have
a,
he was
use no one knew what he looked like.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had showed himself a few times now and then. Yeah, but it wasn't like on screen.
Well, so what did he sound like? Give me your Raj impression.
I can't even do it. Yeah. Okay. I don't remember what it even sounded like. It was such a long time ago.
Yeah.
It would be really funny if he went back to that though.
Yeah.
He's fucking hilarious.
He should do a little.
Yeah. But yeah, I wish like I feel like the top streamer thing, like it was kind of cool because it was not the same as that, but it was at least like kind of close where like random people could come on.
Yeah.
And like I think one thing that Twitch has now that's like really kind of bad, and it's like it's gotten better recently with like the guys from like FaZe and like the W community, but like for such a while it was so fucking stagnant. It was the same people for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to see some new people, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's important that. As well to... I think it's important to try some new stuff every now and then. I
absolutely.
I think it was amazing to be a part of.
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to win?
No, like I didn't really... I'm a type of guy that take nothing for granted type of.
Yeah.
But I kind of saw after a while that it would be possible, especially with like the collabs happening and stuff and like getting... being on streams with bigger streamers and stuff, I think that was an important part of it.
Yeah.
And I was also very well prepared with streaming because I've been streaming so much lately.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other contestants had almost haven't streamed in like a month and stuff.
Yeah.
So for them, it was like very, for some of them, it was probably pretty difficult to be on there, I think.
I can't tell you how happy I was to see you win it and then stream 8 hours after you won it and not just say, okay, bye, guys. Like, you just...
Take the money and run.
Yeah.
You're streaming, and then I think you streamed again the day
yeah,
after.
Yeah, I went gym with S-Fan because I went to the gym in like 10 days, so I felt pretty...
Yeah.
It's like, if you train a lot and you stop training... Your muscles kind of start itching or something. It's really? Kind of weird.
Damn.
It's a bit like uncomfortable feeling. So it's like feels so good to just get back to the gym again.
Who were your top three favorite streamers you met in Austin?
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
This is he's just baiting for you to say him.
I'm literally
not. What he's doing.
Honestly,
I'm always so bad at saying stuff like that. But
hey, you're good. Don't say it. You're good. If you don't want to, who'd you like? For anybody, the contestants, like, any streamers?
Yeah, like there's, I like absolute majority of them. But I think it was very funny to meet, for example, Lakari, because he's such a funny guy.
Lakari's like, the
man. I just like everything about him. Honestly.
I love him.
No, there's definitely more. Like I think everyone has been so cool.
Yeah, if Lakari's in your top, that's all good.
Yeah.
What do you think of Sebi?
Oh, Sebi, he is, I honestly love that guy. He's such a talented guy. And I love that he dares to do his thing. And some of his takes or whatever might be a bit like controversial in this modern Western world.
Yeah.
But I love that he still points them out. Like he does it in a good way. And I want the internet to be like this. He's such a talented guy.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
boys, check this shit out. It's a new cup from Gamer Subs, and it looks very cool, very Segoy, and it's better than every other cup because it's from Japan. Wow, awesome. And you can get this on, I believe, November 14th. It's going to be available for 2 weeks, and then it'll never be sold again. And you can use code BALDY, B-A-L-D-Y, for 10% off. Yeah, and also, I think I'm having a Gamer Subs flavor releasing later this November as well. But yeah, we love Gamer Subs here. Cool OTK merch. If you want to try it for yourself, want to go get one, gamersubs.com. And if I'm wrong, then I'm sure the guys
we'll
in production...
We'll put it on the screen.
Yeah, put it on the screen. Yeah, Gamersubs, check it out. New cup, new flavor. Code BALDY, B-A-L-D-Y. They have codes too, but they said that I don't have to say them, so I get all the money. Very cool.
It is.
We feel bad for the guy, you know?
Yeah, we can take you know, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, after that subathon disaster.
Okay.
I mean, you really got to figure out
yeah,
what
that was rough. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
that
was
really bad. Did it give up?
Huh?
Did it give up?
No, I didn't fucking give up. I did not fucking give up. Okay, so what happened was I streamed for 8 days and it was going very well. I loved it. It was great, right? But the problem is, oh, dude, I almost threw up. The problem was is that there was this mechanic where if the timer ever hits zero, the person who subbed last would get $10,000, right? The problem is the timer glitched out while I was asleep. It was actually at around an hour 30 and hour 40, but it wasn't counting it externally, only internally. And so the clock displayed 00000 because it bugged out. To avoid a legal issue, I had to end the stream and give the person who subbed last when the actual display hit zero.
He turned his subathon into a gambling stream.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's genius.
No, it was actually the worst idea ever. And I hate, because I stole the idea from Miz. And, you know, I thought it would have been good. And it was just fucking shit. Because then nobody...
That's just the way it is, you know?
Because nobody would gift subs, and it was constantly edging, and I could never relax. The timer was at like 30 seconds for like four hours straight.
I saw that many times.
I hated it. I fucking hated it. I need to do another subathon, to be honest. So we'll bang that shit out. Maybe in December when ad revenue's high.
Yes,
or when there's a new fucking gacha game, but they're all dead, bro. It's fucking lame. I need to retire.
I watch you and Lakari play some gacha games, and every time I'm questioning how can you find this shit entertaining?
Okay, so you know what a gooner is?
Oh, God. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah, so I chronically masturbate, Canute. And when I see these anime characters, they make me feel so good. And so I pull them, and then I just crank my shit so hard.
You know the real reason is because... No. So basically this game came out. It was called Dragon Ball Z Sparking Zero.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
And, you know, I don't know if you guys play the game? Great game.
I've seen it.
I played it.
The third boss. Yeah, of course. It was. And, you know, the ape was easy, right?
It wasn't that bad, no.
Yeah, of course not, right?
But a bit more of a challenge, but not that bad.
Yeah, but not really, right?
And well, so everybody in this room has beaten it, right? Because I've beaten it.
Well, yeah.
I beat the great ape.
Well, after a while, sure.
After 30 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a while. And then turn down.
Beat it faster than Emmy.
I don't know if that's true.
That's, wow. Okay, guys. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
I just bitch way louder.
Well,
so it
anyway,
seems like it took longer.
Everybody was spamming strongest gacha player. And the reason why is because most people that play gacha games suck dick at video games. Absolute fucking garbage.
Then play me in any game, Asmund.
Like what?
Dragon Ball Sparking Zero.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You're really trying to get your ego back?
No, I mean, you say, hey, I'm
this?
So easy. Play Dragon Ball
How about this?
Yep.
I'm doing a tournament for Sparking Zero.
Huh?
At the beginning of the tournament or halfway through, we can do an exhibition match.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm
Absolutely.
Down. I'm down. Best of three.
Who all's in the tournament?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We need to, I'm looking to get sponsors first. And then I don't want to have to pay out of pocket for the whole thing, right?
You still get sponsors?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't really give a shit. Nobody actually gives a shit about that stuff.
Oh,
like
okay,
any
great.
Controversy, the thing is that I have two controversies a week.
Of
so
course.
It's like if there's ever a controversy that happens, it gets overruled by another controversy. So it never really matters.
Just make a smaller one, less controversial next time.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, I'm like going to try to like, you know, scale it down, you know, 20% every time.
And just forever wins the exhibition match. I feel like we should get something.
Okay.
So what do you want to put up for grabs?
I will think about it. And I'll
how about that Black Myth Wukong statue you have?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll put up a sword.
Okay. Give me that really, really long sword that you have. Or is that too much?
I gave that to Will.
Will is a very lucky guy.
I know. It was his birthday, so I gave it to him. I'll find something cool.
Okay. Okay.
I also need to download the game because I never touched it.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to practice. I'm going to have to practice, bro.
Wait. So you're talking all this shit? You didn't even play the fucking game.
I fucking dropped that shit, bro.
Oh, my God.
So bad.
Okay.
All my homies are trying to get me back into it, too, and I'm like, hell nah.
But aren't some of these gacha games like very pay to win? Let's say the mobile ones.
The crazy thing about it is that you can be the most brain dead, dumb fuck idiot in the game, but if you can give it the game $1,000, you're a winner.
Yep.
They're completely fucking pay to win.
So that is why certain individuals that we know have spent a ton of money on these games.
Because they can't do it normally. Yep.
Now, I'm different because, you know, I won the OTK Smite tournament. I won the OTK Valorant tournament. I won the Twitch Rivals Among Us, top five at Among Us in North America. I'm excluded. Lucari has something to prove.
But is it like you can buy cosmetics as well that is the most expensive?
Yeah.
Maybe?
But you can also just buy things that make your character do more damage.
Mm.
You know what's like, insane?
What?
There's a Honkai Star Rail, a new game that is just Honkai Star Rail, but it has PvP. I'm gonna wail out so hard, bro.
What's it called?
I will tell you after. I have to find it, but it's coming out before the end of the year. And it actually looks really good. I think it's called like Re-Eminence or something. It looks amazing. Mm. I can't wait to play it.
That's stupid enough to sound like a name of a gacha.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend $10,000 on day one.
Mm.
I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Gift more subs, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't afford spending $1 on those games because it would not benefit me at all.
Yeah.
I would feel like that would be just, I could tear a $100 bill instead of buying any of those games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have a family, Knut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, as a streamer who streamed for what, 14 years, 10 years, 9 years?
It's like 8 or 9, right? I think.
Eight, maybe, around there, 8, 9.
Your daughter, Louisa, has quite literally grown up on the internet.
Yeah, true.
How is that?
I feel like it's so normal today. Like everyone in her class has like their own Snapchat, their own Instagram, their own
TikTok channel with probably many followers.
Yeah.
So it's just 2024.
Uh-huh.
From when she was born, from 2010 till now almost.
Yeah.
She was born in 2011, but I think every kid is online.
Yeah.
You see some parents, excuse me, but they seem a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
They're like, they're denying their kids to be online.
Mm-hmm.
And why I'm calling them crazy is because imagine a kid that has never had a phone, never been on any social media, haven't been guided
it's
in
like
this
being
world.
Amish.
And then suddenly they have everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're alone.
Yeah.
I think it's so much better to ease them into it from a younger age where you can control the use a little bit. You can tell them like how you should behave, how you should... When you get a text from that old man, 54 years old, what do you respond? Or what do you do? It's better to be there for those times.
Sadly, that's probably going to happen sooner or later. So,
it's crazy how weird people are on the internet. You're totally right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if I had a kid, I'd like, you want to make social media? Go ahead. Yeah, you're 7. Go ahead. See what happens. Well, I mean, you can watch what they're doing, right? You can see what they're doing. And it's like, oh, yeah, wow, you're looking at these like really weird YouTube videos. Yeah, you need to, we're going to church.
I think YouTube back in like 2009, 2008 and stuff, when I was watching as a kid, I was also watching pretty unhinged stuff.
Yeah.
And I was chronically online on the PC during that time. It's just that I was on a PC, not on a phone.
Yeah.
So I don't really see the difference, honestly, that much.
Oh, I agree.
Whenever I was a little kid, like at like 10, 11 years old, I was getting on the internet. Like, that was whenever the internet was coming out, right? And like, I was immediately on the internet, immediately making social media, immediately putting videos out.
Damn, old man.
Well, hey,
I was there on the creation of the internet.
Well, I'm just glad that like I'm not younger now, because I would have absolutely, I would have been canceled by the time I was 12 years old.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
For sure, I can see that happening.
Oh, thanks.
Has Luisa ever gotten bullied due her to her relation on the internet?
No. She's too strong.
No?
No.
Good.
Yeah. But she hasn't told her friends here that her dad is streaming.
That's
and all
smart.
That. But all of them at home knows it. So it's like they're watching, coming in. Oh, yeah. My friend is watching stream, and she talks.
Yeah,
to
him.
Yeah.
But she wants to start her own stream when she's 13 on the mark.
Oh,
and
man,
that is in a little bit more than 2 months.
What? How do you think about that? What wow. do you think about that?
No, 1.5 months.
And
as long as she can keep up doing school, have friends, and those things, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I won't like, oh, let's go out into the world and do whatever you like.
Drop out of school and become a streamer.
No,
13
no, no.
years old, yeah.
But as long as she can show that she can keep up with those things,
yeah,
I don't see any more harm in that than any other hobby. I can't.
Sure.
She has to do some physical stuff as well. Like she's doing boxing now, down at our gym. So I think she should keep up with doing some of that as well.
So you said the word she has to do that.
So, no, she doesn't have to do boxing.
Yeah.
But she has to do some. She can't just be, like we mentioned earlier, lazy and fat and just be sitting
right.
there.
Yeah.
She can't just slide into that. You can keep up being lazy and not do any physical stuff when you're 13 because your body is so young and I can it can work, but when you get older and you haven't done anything, that will be an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you very strict that she stays on like a certain diet?
No. She eats normal like everyone else. She
okay.
can choose herself like every other 12-year-old.
Yeah.
This is dad's hobby. Being a bodybuilder is dad's hobby.
Yeah.
Well, that was the same, like I think for a lot of us, like whenever I was a kid, I was active like 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like I was active 8 hours a day, I'd play video games for 8 hours a day, and I'd sleep for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
That was the thing. And like now I feel like it was weird because whenever I took a break from streaming, when I took a break, I got fucking banned.
Yeah.
And so I was like doing things actively for like, you know, 3-4 hours a day. I felt way better. Oh, yeah. It was so much better. Absolutely.
Mm. So will you really implement some of that now in your life now, I think? Will you have time?
100%. Like, I mean, because I usually like after I finish my stream, I will, if I don't just lay down in bed because I'm annoyed by something, which is usually actually kind of rare, I'll like go out and just like go for a walk for like maybe 1/2 hour or something like that immediately. Yeah.
That is so much better than not doing any physical movements.
Absolutely. Ever.
I will say the easiest way to get to the gym and stay active, I don't know if you guys would agree with this, is that I make the gym a reward for myself. So I go with like one of my favorite people. Thankfully, I live in a house with 4 people who I consider my best friends.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm going to go to the gym with Leroux this day. I'm going to go to the gym with Sophia this day. And then when I do cardio, we're either going to play a game together on the cardio machines or we'll read manga together and then we'll go to the jacuzzi or something. It's nice. I mean, I'm going to the gym immediately right after this, which I have stayed on top of my exercises since Camp Canute.
Yeah.
So I'm down to like 238 now, which was my final weight at Camp Canute, but then I went back up to 241 because I was deficiting way too hard. Yeah. And now I'm back to a natural 238, which I feel really good about.
No, but I think it is good to make gym not only a habit, but see it the positive way, like you're doing now. You go to the gym because you feel like this is a positive thing. It's a reward.
Me for me after winning Top Streamer as well, me and Esfand went straight to the gym because I just had this, I need some mental clarity, and I get that from lifting.
Yeah.
Oh,
like just getting some blood flow around the body and stuff, I just feel so mentally, and my body functions so good on it. That's why I also like to do it as well.
If you were to tell people one reason, both of y'all, why they should get into the gym, what would you say?
One specific reason?
Yep.
And we can just put health to the side.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I think, let him answer as well.
One reason why people should go to the gym.
You get more energy. You the more you train, you get more energy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's exhausting there and then. But afterwards, you're just going to feel so clear-minded and good.
Yeah.
And you wake up, like, I just love it.
Well, I was the same way when I was doing it. Like, I used to go out, like, my reward was I would go out and I would cut down trees and all of the, like, everything in my backyard. I ran out of trees. I don't have any left.
Level up with cutting, though.
Say what?
You level up woodcutting.
I love it. Yeah, absolutely.
I think you can just the feel good you get from being at the gym is a good okay. It's a reward.
So let's say people say, well, I don't feel good, Knut. I feel horrible when I go to the gym.
That's because you haven't been there enough. You have to be there for a little bit. The first days, you don't get that feel good feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no, and you don't.
I would also say in the best program in the world, training program, it's a program that makes you actually go to the gym. Like, you can have the most expensive, best trainer in the world. And I mean, like, for normal people, the best program in the world is the one you actually are motivated to do.
Yeah.
Do the exercises you like to do. But also, of course, you have to challenge yourself a bit.
Yeah.
But, like, do the exercises you like as long as they're also kind of efficient, of course. Like, you have to choose between. But, like, if you only do exercises you hate, you're probably not going to go to the gym.
Absolutely.
Anymore.
Every chest day, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Every leg day, I'm like, well, this is going to suck ass. This guy's like, dude, because I have so many goddamn stairs in my house. And then my legs become noodles and I fall down the stairs and I feel like an idiot. I will say, I do think it's also very important to find the right gym for each person because the gym that I have that I go to, I will go even during my off days because I just like the feeling and the environment of it. It's the people there are very, very, very kind. But I mean, people have had very bad experiences in the gym, you know? They think that they're gonna go into the gym and people are gonna bully them and they're gonna say, lol, you're fat, lol, you're weak, but it's really not like that the majority of the time.
Every time that I've been to the gym, like as a skinny guy, I've had guys reach out and be like, bro, like, so this is what I think you should do, like, and be only collaborative and absolutely only supportive.
Mm.
I feel like it's like if you're overweight or you're self-conscious, like that worry, like that's coming from in your head, right?
Yeah.
And it's like maybe you got made fun of as a kid, right? Or something like that. But I've never even seen that happen in a gym.
No.
Most gym goers
besides Jeff Nippard.
I mean, there's
did you see that?
Yeah. Who's that? What
was no. Jeff Nippard is like this YouTuber that is really into training science.
Uh-huh.
Like the science around training. He uses it in practice.
This just happened. It's a huge thing on the internet. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
I know I haven't.
And he makes videos where he like explains what is the scientifically correct way of doing stuff.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of those like old school meatheads, dumbasses that are bodybuilders. Some of them are big, some of them...
Like bro science?
Bro science. Yeah. They're trying to shit on him for showing how it's done because we have done better for fucking 50 years.
That type
of idiot. Uh-huh. And one of them attacked him in the gym.
What the fuck?
It is...
It's for the dumbest shit ever because he made a video shitting on Jeff Nippard. Uh-huh. Jeff Nippard made a response video where he
very kind.
Yeah, a very kind one. I'll explain that I was about to explain. Yeah. It was like, I also look at people that have been doing great results and take advice from them. He said, like, even it isn't like, but I'm trying to find for myself when I'm training, I'm trying to find out what is the most efficient way of doing it. I try to apply science to what I'm doing and I have good results.
So he's trying to be diplomatic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But he added in, like I said, but I also look at what people that have achieved great results are doing. I can look at those big guys that actually has been doing it for himself and listen to them as well, he added in. Mm-hmm. And this got him so mad that he physically attacked him.
Yeah,
it was, he grabbed him by the throat, threw him to the ground, he got up, he throat chopped him again, and then he attacked his cameraman as well, just for being there. It was out of control, and also Jeff Nippard is the man. I watch all of his videos. I think he's so fucking cool, so he's okay.
Yeah, I think like Jeff Nippard is always cool. Like, let's say you wanna go to the gym and you want the best results. It's always nice. It's like if you have an in-game character, you want to see like what's the most efficient way of...
Yeah,
exactly.
I get it.
So it's obviously the most important thing is that you're consistently going to the gym and you're putting in effort when you're going to the gym.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still going on. I mean, another video like 2 days ago got really said like 1.3 million views. It's pretty big.
Damn.
Thoughts on steroids?
Ooh.
In general?
Yep. You think they're good? You think they're bad? How do you feel about them?
I think they are demonized too much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is probably not everyone should do, but I think in sports, it would be more fun to watch it for the consumer if they could just let them use as much as they want.
Have them looking like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Thoughts on steroids?
When it comes to like competing and stuff, I think sadly there's so many natural competitors that abuse that stuff. So I also agree that in sports you should just allow it, because drug testing is so different in every single country in the world.
Yeah.
Some countries even have like the government actually gives the athletes drugs. Like if you're very good, you need to use drugs to be on our team.
That's
insane. Damn. Because like, then you will be the best in the world, right?
Yes. Yeah. Money in it, corruption, all that stuff. But me personally, I think everyone should be able to do that if you want to use it. But me personally, in my head, I've had my own goals naturally to, let's say, achieve, I don't know what that is in pounds, but a 400 kilogram deadlift naturally.
Yeah.
And if I ever start using something, then that 400 kilo won't be as impressive, because in my head, this is a very like personal answer for me only, that if I were to take something like this, all my goals that I've been working for now, I think like 10 years, or I've been working now for 11 years, then those goals would kind of be...
you can't achieve them.
Like I want to achieve it naturally. And I think all my motives from like motivations are from before the drug era, like the ancient Hellenic, like Spartans and stuff has always inspired me since I was a kid. Yeah. And I think that is, they didn't have that kind of stuff available. So this is a very odd, probably a bit autistic answer, but it's very specific, but that is for me personally.
Yeah.
But if
I was going to weigh in, you also compete in a federation where this is strictly not allowed to do, which makes sense that you shouldn't do it in a federation, because you should be competing on the same
even playing field.
Playing field is an important thing in sports, because that is one of the most like things you should set in sports.
Yeah, and I also think it's so cool when competitors have been taken, catched or whatever, for taking stuff, and I've been even stronger than them. That has like given me like, it's like, it kind of, in a natural, if you cheat in a natural federation, it's kind of like pay to win kind of in real life.
Yeah.
But I gamify my workouts a lot, so that it sounds very dumb. But
no, I 100% agree with you.
You're beating the pay to win people?
Yeah, in a sense. But this is very specific for me only and my view on it.
That would be massively flattering. It's like when you're playing League of Legends and someone says, oh, this guy's hacking.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Yeah.
They're just good.
Yeah.
And it's like every single time you go to the gym, you're like, ooh, plus one strength.
Yeah.
Plus one leveling, vitality.
Getting XP.
Yeah.
No, I have that kind of view on it.
I gamify my workouts too. It's super fun. I've been doing that since, it's been very hard for me because I'm such a lazy piece of shit, but I try to find any way to make it non-miserable.
Yeah. That's why I personally also went into powerlifting and like numbers more than just the physical appearance, because I just really like the numbers.
Hell yeah.
Adding up, like getting stronger, and I see a real proof that, oh, I am actually better in this exercise than I was before.
Oh yeah.
With like the plates, you know.
Numbers go up.
How do you feel? How do you feel about this? My stance on steroids is, as long as you're honest and transparent about whether you're doing them or not, I don't care if you're doing them.
I 100% agree. I think you should be able to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And I also think very many people that have like done crazy stuff and, oh, he's on steroids and stuff, they've been taking a lot of other things as well, which is bad.
Yeah, I remember the Liver King leaks.
Yeah. That one actually shocked me. I was one of the dumbasses who thought he was natural. I was like, damn. I need to eat liver, bro. That's just wild.
Can't you get iron poisoning if you eat that much liver?
I have no idea.
What about that, Knut?
I actually don't know how much iron
I could see why you'd think that. I don't know, though.
No.
Yeah, that would make sense, at least.
I have to weigh in a little bit more, because I don't think you should just release it and open. And when I said that I think it would be better for sports, I mean like high-level sport where people actually are anyway sacrificing everything to get best. I don't think you should just like give every kid that wants it shouldn't be doing it, because they have to realize that it is side effects.
Doing steroids for a little league, probably not a good idea.
And I don't mean even athlete, but just kids in general, because they are, I've been in the fitness community since I was young, and you see those, it's those kids that are coming in because they're insecure. They have like that way in, and maybe that wish to be better. Think that, oh, my life will be so much better if I just was a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
And they have to realize that this isn't any miracle cure to get better self-confidence or anything. Like, how can I explain it? I don't think it's smart for everyone. At the same time.
Also, if you take hormones into your exogenous hormones into your body, that can also not only grow muscles, but it can also do things to your brain as well. And not everyone can handle that. For example, Knut is a super kind guy that could handle anything and is so strong-minded. He's not like, if he gets pissed off, he's able to like calm it down within 0.1 seconds. And it's like this kind giant, right? But some people don't have that
power. My dad used to have to take steroids because of his neck. Oh, he used to get so fucking pissed off. You know? mad. Yeah. Just out of nowhere.
Yeah. But yeah, very many, because hormones play a big role on how you feel and stuff.
Yeah.
Like just with, for example, girls and like was like menstrual cycle or something.
Period.
Yeah, period. And like how much hormones make you... I'm articulating myself a bit.
No, I think like, you put something in your body, there's going to be an effect. Yeah, of course, right? And it's like, no, the only effect is not going to be that your muscles are going to get bigger.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
This is work. Like, it works on all the anabolic androgenic receptors, which you have not only in your muscles.
Yeah.
I've heard about that.
And now... a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Here's a quick sample of what kind of goods you may be missing out on.
You know what's really been pissing me off lately? I just don't understand why in the fuck? And to be honest, I'd rather just fucking. To be honest, they should. Disgusting. That's just my opinion, though.
Not to mention, if we have enough supporters, we may just start feeding Jay. I personally don't think that it's super important because he may start getting lazy on the job. But I'm not 100% against it or whatever. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
Another question that a lot of people have been dying to know, and this is one, probably one of the final ones before we wrap this up. It's getting kind of late here. So during Camp Canute, we were all talking about getting our testosterone checked.
Yeah.
Why didn't we end up doing that?
Because
we had a clinic that was down to do it.
Yes, the issue was that when the I'm not sure how the structure was in this company, but the owner, he had like different points where they could go and take the blood works, and they all said no filming.
Yeah.
It was like absolutely no filming.
So why didn't we get our blood test and then just show the results on paper?
We could have done that. It didn't happen.
No member in particular was upset about it, didn't want to do it.
Oh, God. Who was it?
No, I'm just wondering.
No one was.
No, nobody? All right.
No. I tried to make it happen. But it was a stop from them, and I didn't fight more for, like, okay, I could have sent people around.
Yeah.
But it was...
Here, I'll just say it. We all know there was a member of Camp Canute doing a lot of steroids. E-Rob was juicing the whole time, man.
That's fucked up, man.
You know, it was obvious. Everybody, E-Rob was juicing it. I saw him do the needles. And I'm just tired of hiding it, man. And it was pathetic.
Betrayed his whole community. That's messed up, man.
Yep.
And even with the pay to win, he couldn't win.
Oh, shit.
Should we do one final question or should we just wrap it up?
It's up to you. What do you got?
Well, first of all, Jay, do we have any YouTube comments? And out of curiosity, for the final question before we go to YouTube comments, we wrap it. Weirdest gym experience you've ever had?
Being threatened by a knife.
What?
By
what
a guy that had been... So in this gym I was in Oslo, there was people like went on each other. They really hated each other after a while. And it broke out like a big fight.
What the fuck?
And by accident, I knew both parties in this fight. So I was seeing them as like, I had a friendly talk with everyone. It's not like it was my close friends.
Yeah.
So I was like, just, I took distance, I let them do whatever they wanted. And one of them always almost hit me with a bar by accident. Like he didn't try to hit me.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, fuck this, I'm not taking a part of this, and just walked away.
Yeah.
And there was no point of getting involved.
Yeah.
And a little bit later, he came to the gym and had like guys with him behind him. Right. And he was standing there with a knife and like, if you go to the police, someone will hurt you.
Right.
Jesus.
And then he tried to get money out of me, and he said like, he wanted this money. And I said like, I don't have any money.
Actually, yoinking.
And I, why would I go to the police? I haven't talked about this at all. Just don't worry, just leave me alone. And I never saw anything again.
Yeah.
That is the
weirdest gym experience?
It's not that insanely weird, but I feel like, probably a Finnish guy, Suomo Laine, a guy from Finland.
Mm-hmm.
He started taking, and not many people do this in Norway, but like he started taking, he was very vocal about it, started taking steroids like a month before he started working out because he thought that was clever or something. And he just had some pretty insane stories, but that guy, that was the first time I ever went to the gym as well. And it's the first person I got to know at the gym. And I was like 16 years old. So it was like pretty weird, weird experience. But he was like always trying. I managed to compete a lot with him in the sense that I was just this kid trying to get stronger than him. But it's not a very unique story, honestly. I've been pretty lucky with, I've been training mostly alone, okay.
Did you meet the magician? He wasn't there for the magician, was he?
I've seen him, yeah.
That was the weirdest shit I ever experienced, was the magician.
There has been one more guy there afterwards.
No.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He came with his mother as well.
I remember hearing about this.
I have not heard about this.
The magician was the first one. There was the one you heard about.
It was the magician I heard about.
There came in another guy, but he didn't have any magical stuff. It was basically exactly the same, like the magician, just without any
magic. Weird. That's weird as fuck.
But he was, what can I say? They looked at that family that came in last, looked a little bit cleaner, but more well-dressed.
Like, yeah.
And he was clearly also a little bit special.
Okay.
Of course.
And the mother was more, he didn't stream like the magician, but he was just in there to say hello, and he was worked up, and this was so fun. So we just treated them and let them take some pictures. We talked a little bit to them.
Give him what he wants, he'll leave. I get it.
No, but you also feel a little bit bad for people like that, right?
Yeah, it sucks, man. Yeah, imagine being in that position. Yeah.
But yeah,
almost anywhere you go, like if it's a group of people collected somewhere, if it's a school, gym, or whatever, there will always be some people that just are very, very special.
Yeah,
I have one final question. I think a lot of influencers, especially beauty influencers and fitness gym influencers, experience this thing called body dysmorphia. When you look at yourself in the mirror, are you happy with what you see, or do you think, I could be bigger?
So I have, you know me a little bit. I'm where, like, I don't have to live in this fantasy world where I think this or that. Like, I know exactly how I look.
Yeah.
And I don't go for anything today I feel a little bit smaller, blah, 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 all that bullshit. No, I have nothing about
it. Okay, fuck yeah.
But I can see it in the way, like, if I compare myself to normal people, I know I'm way bigger and look like it. This looks insane compared to a normal person. Yeah. But if my goal is to go step on stage and beat other people that also looks insane, then I know that, okay, I have to go into detail, I have to get this bigger, more shredded, all what comes with it, right?
You look at it intellectually rather than emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I try to do my best for. I always try to do. Mm-hmm. Because people who look this in an emotional way, they will fuck up their own mentality.
Absolutely.
That's just what happens with streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Body dysmorphia? Or are you pretty comfortable with who you are?
I think the first year of lifting, I got like my body just changed so much.
Yeah.
I was pretty skinny and I like started eating way more than I've ever done, gained a lot of weight. Then I started like, I looked very like good in my own opinion, at least looking back. But yeah. Then I just had this weird fixation of what I wanted to look like. And during that time, I was playing Dota 2 all the time as well. So I wanted to look like Night Stalker.
Yeah.
He had like big traps and stuff. It's very dumb. But so I actually didn't train triceps because I only trained biceps because he had bad triceps and good biceps. That's nice. So dumb.
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. But after, I think after a while, now I just don't care. Now I just walk around. I think that was just the first year, and then I stopped caring about how I looked that much. I just care about how I feel at the gym. Mm. And that's, so it's been since then, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready to get glazed?
What's that mean?
We're going to read some YouTube comments about you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. Star Real, by the way, says, yay, good job, Arav. All the clats from Norway are proud of you.
There it is.
Woo-hoo. Brianna Ramirez, 26, says, garden clats, one true clat.
Yeah.
And Juanma, 2368, says, rigged. That money is 100% going to Knut.
Oh, that's true. That is true. That is big true. Oh, that is rigged.
Let's see. Emmy, you want to read one?
Yeah. Hatabification says, RIP to the one getting Asmund's old shirt from Goodwill.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
Oh, man. And
my shirt's fine.
Samuel Moe says, don't let this break make you forget Tectone thought World War II was in the 1800s. How many months has it been and they haven't let it go? It's so funny.
It's every top comment. It's
that God. Was crazy.
And you know what's crazy? It still pisses me off every time.
When did it start?
1939. But apparently, get this, I went to the gym, I found a history major.
Oh,
and apparently, it's argued that it actually started in 1931. Some guy was telling me that in 1931, there are some people who argue that Japan started World War II in 1931. I thought it was interesting, but I kind of tuned him out.
That's still not in the 1800s.
Yeah. But yeah. That was closer.
That's what you were trying to say originally.
It was closer.
Yeah.
Stellar M16 says, we are so back.
We are.
We're back. Well, boys, that was episode 75. There are 5 episodes left. If you enjoyed this, feel free to check out our Patreon, which is linked in the description. We're doing another episode with these two right here. It's going to be great. And remember, 20,000 likes on this video, and we're getting Asmund in the gym.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Click the like button.
Don't laugh. You're going too.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Well, I've been at least before. Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, he's the only one that is really going to suffer because he, I feel confident we can push so hard that he's on the breaking point.
Yeah.
We have to go easier on you. Like, you will just be like, okay.
I'll survive. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
And I know, but. Mm-hmm.
I think he's deceptively athletic. If you see him use a sword, he's pretty damn strong. Okay. Oh, also, shout out your Twitch channel.
Yeah.
Oh, Arav, Twitch. Knut, what type of content do I actually do?
You do IRL content where you put yourself into all kinds of situations.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're in a garden. Sometimes you're on the mountain. Yeah. Sometimes you're on the
Dolomites of Italy.
It can be a
dumpster. And a dumpster. Yeah, I do everything. And that's what I aspire to continue doing.
Hell yeah.
Whatever, I'm open for just about anything, and I have a lot of energy, and will try to spread positivity.
Great. Knut?
Yeah.
My channel on Twitch is just Knut, and it's Knut spilled on everything else, because Knut was taken on every other platform.
Yeah. We'll make sure to have somebody write that out.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know what that means.
No, it's just the first part of my last name.
Spilled?
S-P-I-L-D.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, thank y'all so much for watching.
Yep. Thank you guys very much for watching, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.